I'm Faith.
And I'm Kitch.
And we're Two Blind Squirrels.
But there's three of us. I don't understand. One, two, three. I am just going to strip
You've
off.
You've never recorded a podcast before?
No. This is it. This is my first time.
Oh, well.
Not true.
I thought you had like two or three other podcasts, do you know?
Well, technically. I mean, yeah. I only record two of them, though.
That's true.
And then this
But you've one. Got like four podcasts that you're on.
Yeah. Yeah, the Secret Cast may actually record tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Really? When would you record? Because isn't he on NLCast?
Yeah, it would be after that.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, he's in Missouri, so that's 2 hours, 6:30, 8:30, so 9:30. Well, he's a night owl. He's your age, so he's still young. He can do that.
I think he's a year or two older than I am.
Oh, okay.
That's a big difference, you know?
I'm sure. See, you can probably still eat like a whole pizza by yourself.
I could, but then my cholesterol would skyrocket.
See, you sound like an old person. Because you're worried about stuff like that.
Well, I've had to have blood tests every 6 months to be like, how healthy am I? Not healthy. How healthy am I now? A little healthier. So, yeah.
Wow.
Good times.
Okay, so should we just say that the show has started?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's be like, two white squirrels go.
Okay.
And that's the intro song.
What? There's three of us. Okay.
Right. But there's not. There's one of us and a guest.
Right. So this is the Two Wide-Eyed Imposters.
Yes.
Because...
Welcome, everyone. Because
yes.
This is going to be even more disorganized than the regular Two Blind Squirrel show.
Right. We literally have four lines in the run sheet.
Yeah.
So
we've already covered one of them.
Right. The name, the title. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So Faith and Brad are still on their staycation.
Yes.
And
I think he's posted one picture of that on Facebook.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, it's Facebook. I don't
Facebook stalk him.
See Facebook. Mm. Yeah.
There it is. Yep. It's feet. It's feet by the pool.
Are they her feet at least?
They're both of their feet.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm glad it's by the pool.
Well, according to this, he has 2 feet and she only has one.
All right.
Things we didn't know about Faith.
Oh, sexy, I guess.
She is a, what is it? Paraplegic? Or is that paralegal?
No, that's. I think you're confusing that with the nurse. See, the paralegal is like almost a lawyer, and the paraplegic is like almost a doctor. No, wait, that's not right. So she would be a monoplegic.
Monoplegic.
Is that even a word?
Sure.
Now,
but she's definitely not a parallelogram.
She's not a parallelogram.
It's true.
So she's not parallel?
No.
She's perpendicular.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay, very, very, very good. Can you tell me from that picture, is she really tan? Because I'm looking on the website, and it's got like the two little cartoon squirrels, and she's clearly grayer than Brad is.
From the foot?
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you from just the foot?
Sure.
Let me see. Yes.
Well, there you go. So
I have also met her in person.
Uh-huh.
And can tell you that she is tanner than he is.
Okay. Well, you know, so we know that her feet at least sunbathe in the nude. So.
Yeah.
You know, her feet are.
That just got so weird.
Yeah, it did. And
yeah,
I'm so glad that he's not here, because it would be even more weird.
Let's just keep going.
Okay.
It's probably a good idea. So so anyway, we discussed extensively what we would talk about tonight.
Right. 3-4 seconds.
Right. most. I mean, there was a couple minutes between when I got the direct message on Twitter and when I was able to respond, but, you know, it was mostly dead air.
Yeah.
But in response to your latest It's Just Us podcast with Casey Diver, I did go ahead and watch Alien.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes. And interesting.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
Well, I have already seen Aliens.
Uh-huh.
I think. I'm because I've seen it in large chunks, so there may be parts that I'm missing, like the beginning half.
Oh, okay.
I know that it's a military thing and that they're there. And I know that Paul Reiser dies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved Paul Reiser in that.
Yeah. Paul Reiser basically played the same character as the really bossy guy in Avatar.
Okay.
And still, and like, right? Isn't that right? Have you seen Avatar?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. You know, the guy who's like, we're here for this, the Quadrium or whatever. No, the Quadrium is from the. It's from Stargate SG-1, from the Unobtainium.
Right.
That's what it is. And Paul Reiser was the character who's like, we're here for one reason, to do research for this thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. You know, it's a James Cameron movie. And I'm pretty sure he wrote Aliens, so...
Yeah. And he probably saw the movie Pocahontas.
I'm sure. And Dances with Wolves, yeah. He saw that.
Yeah. So... heavy inspirations.
Right.
Right. But, yeah, so I watched Alien, and it was one of those sorts of things where I was very angry at the people, at the characters, because they were stupid.
Okay, now, it's a horror movie.
Well, yeah, but how about this? Hey, open the doors. And Ripley's like, no, that would break quarantine. We don't know what's going on. No, open the doors. No, don't be stupid. I'm going to keep you in quarantine. And then they open the doors.
And that's... Yep. Now, you haven't seen Prometheus yet, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay, now did you watch or did you listen to the whole It's Just Us episode?
The whole thing. Didn't make a sense.
Well, fine. There is a great callback to the scene where Ripley's saying, no, I'm not letting him in.
Mm-hmm.
They sort of address that same sort of a situation, and it's a great, you know, scene because it does not go the same way. I'll just say that.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that they don't break quarantine.
Yeah. Was it? I noticed one of your tweets. You know, you said that it wasn't as scary as it was, you know, intense.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of modern movies will give you like the suspenseful buildup sort of thing, and then just like flash something on the screen,
right?
And it goes away as quick as it appeared. With Alien, it's you build the suspense, and then you slowly pan over to the alien and watch it approach you.
Yeah.
For like 15 seconds, while the strobe light is going off.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was filmed really well, I thought, for the kind of movie that it was. It could have just as easily been like a low-budget B-movie.
Yeah.
Because, there's, you know, it's not a complicated script.
Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, it's not... I'm trying to think of a really complicated script. It's not that.
What is that movie? Dang it. I don't know.
It's not Ocean's 11, okay? I'm not, right. I'm just saying. But they just did a really good job, you know. They really took it seriously, and they made it like an A movie, you know. And that thing like broke records, and it, you know, it won awards. And I love it.
Oh, that's the movie, Primer.
Primer. I don't think I've seen that.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Basically, where these two guys build a machine that whatever they put inside the box of this machine can go back in time.
Okay.
Or something like that. Or something. And so basically the plot begins where, like, they'll go into the box and they'll go back in time and then have to avoid themselves, their, like, past counterparts, so that the past counterparts will go in the box and that they can do other stuff to prepare the next group of past people. And it's like there's 15 different storylines going on at the same time.
I think sometimes with those kinds of scripts, they try and make it complicated just to show how, you know, like how intelligent they are, and they're just trying to confuse you. And that's not fun.
Yeah.
But I'll have to check that out. Primers? Mm-hmm.
Just Primer.
Oh, Primer.
Mm-hmm. It was a part of it was actually filmed at UT Dallas. Is what I've heard.
Oh, really?
Which is where I went to school.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Is this a recent movie?
Let's see. 2004.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Budget of $7,000.
Oh, wow. And it was good?
I don't know. It was very confusing, so I can't say.
Oh, so you're not recommending it necessarily.
Well, it won awards.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're just...
It's one of those, like, it's like the movie. Have you ever seen the movie Pi?
I did.
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay. Maybe not.
Well, without the whole drill to the head at the end.
I had such a hard time watching it because wasn't it like a high contrast?
It was black and white.
Exposure. Yeah, but it was like super high contrast. Like it was either white or it was black.
Hmm.
And the whole time I'm thinking, what is going on? And I felt manipulated.
Yeah.
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 I still don't know really what it was.
Something about Pi makes you make millions on a stock market. Oh, if you even go to the Pi IMDb page,
yeah,
it says people who like this also liked Primer.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Gattaca, which I haven't seen.
Do you know a movie that... Oh, yeah, I liked Gattaca. That wasn't that hard to understand, though.
Well, it also wasn't until recently that I realized that Gattaca is really just letters in the DNA. G-A-T-T-A-C-A.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I know it's something about that.
And yeah, so, well, it's like a Big Brother thing.
Oh, great.
It's a good movie, though. I mean, they really did it well.
Oh, okay.
It has Uma Thurman in it. So, yeah.
Uma Thurman, I don't get that.
She doesn't ruin it. It's just there.
But she has her face.
And... I know. I can't figure out which part of her face I don't like, because each individual item is fine in and of itself, but it doesn't go with the whole thing. It's like if you had a meal that consisted of corn and blueberries, and I'm trying to think of something else weird, and like lasagna, okay? All of those things are fine, but they don't really go on the plate together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Her eyes are a little far apart.
They are.
And her mouth is kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. But if you see like a picture of her and you cover up everything but her mouth, it looks fine.
Wow, you're right.
But not with everything else. Are you looking at a picture now?
I'm on the IMDb page.
Okay. Yeah. She's an a la carte face.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, a la carte.
Fantastic. I like that.
Yeah. Good way of putting that. Okay. Yeah.
That's like a referring to. There's a sudden burst in restaurants like Hooters and Twin Peaks and that sort of stuff. Places I've never been, of course, because you know I live a kid-friendly life, and it one of my friends called that brand of restaurant a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, that makes perfect
sense.
So it's things like that that you appreciate life just a little bit more for being able to piece something together like
yeah.
that.
You know what's funny? Speaking of Hooters, that really has like zero effect out here in Vegas. It's like, oh, okay. Because they wear skin-tight shirts that have a logo on them, and we're used to seeing skin-tight shirts with just different logos on them. So it really doesn't – it's the same. It's funny, but they do have a hotel casino now.
Really?
Yeah. And again, it seems like it's just like all of the other places out here. So
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's just – no, I don't think you can. And that's okay. No, you shouldn't.
Yeah. It's like steakhouses here, I think.
Yeah. Now, I've heard that – I don't know why we're even talking about this, but you have like topless steakhouses out there?
There are?
I heard that somewhere. Is that not true?
I don't know. There's some good steakhouses out here.
Okay.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
I'm assuming that if they have to be topless, then the steak's not very good.
Yeah, that's probably a good assumption.
Okay.
And they're probably in the city somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Let's get off of that.
Okay, good idea.
Okay.
So back to Alien.
Yeah.
Thing burst out of the guy's chest.
That was pretty creative.
Yeah, it wasn't all that scary, though.
No,
I guess because I already knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, think back to 1979. No one had ever seen anything like that before.
True.
And it looked pretty good. I mean, the effects, you know, like when it, you know, when it actually bursts out of the chest and like runs away, you can tell it's like on a wire or a track. But
yeah,
it still looked pretty good.
Uh huh. Yeah. Oh, and at the so before I had seen Alien several years ago when it was in theaters, I had seen Alien versus Predator.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, that doesn't really count.
No, it doesn't. But there was the whole thing with the Predator hunting the aliens, and the alien's head thing is like the hardest substance in the world, and the tail is the sharpest substance in the world, and the acid can't go through the alien head or something like that. And there was the scene at the end where Ripley was going to shoot the harpoon at the alien. And I was like, just don't shoot it at the head because it'll just bounce off.
That's wrong. Oh, yeah. You're pulling in, you know, non-canon things for logic.
Yeah, right. Well, it looks like it'd be hard.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me.
Now, what did you think about the part where, you know, she's safe now and she's in that pod and she's getting ready to, like, you know, put herself into cryo sleep.
Uh-huh.
And then she sees it moving in the walls.
Yeah, that was one of those things where the ship exploded, and sure. I was like, it's on that shuttle.
Oh, did you? Okay.
It is on that shuttle. I was like, don't turn around. It's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling her as I was watching it. I think she finally heard me because she saw
good.
It. Yeah. So I saved her life, basically.
Good, good, good.
I wasn't born yet then, but.
Yeah. Well, if you're really into saving her life, don't watch the third one.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel that if you want to get the full Alien experience, you have to watch the third and fourth one. Only so the third one sets up the fourth one, but the third one ruins the second one, if that makes sense.
Third one ruins the second one.
Yeah, it ruins the second one.
Gotcha.
You know, it's like, oh, we worked so hard to achieve this thing, and then the third one at the very beginning, oh no, none of that happened. What? It was a good movie just in and of itself. If the very beginning didn't happen, but it ruined the second one.
That's what I gathered from your podcast.
Yeah. Now the second one is awesome. Fun. Now, the fourth one was just sort of, I want to see more, and so they gave us more. And then Prometheus, they're like going back, and I think they're going to do a couple more. So
yeah, that is the trend with movies these days. If it's expected to be awesome, they're going to make two more.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And then they'll wait 10 years and make another one.
Yeah. Well, that seems to work for some franchises.
Yeah. I mean, The Hobbit's coming out in December.
Yeah. I kind of wish they had done The Hobbit first. Just a little bit. I know that they're not, like, super connected, but, right. You know, it was still written first.
True. That is true. I think they got a pretty good Bilbo, though.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a... dash it all. What's his name? Watson from Sherlock.
He's awesome as Sherlock, or as... as Watson. Have you seen those?
I saw the first three. I haven't seen any of the latest ones.
Yep. We were recording them because they were finally on PBS here.
Ah, nice.
And our DVR got deleted. So we're dang it. So we're going to have to wait till Netflix. So I hate that.
Right.
Yes.
I don't have a TiVo or a DVR.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do mainly the internet stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So what services do you use?
Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, or other services out there, which may or may not be questionable.
Okay. Hey, I'm not judging you.
Well, you know... Well, a lot of the shows that we will watch will be not American or shows in English. And so we have to since we don't want to wait for an English translation of it or an English dub of the show, we'll wait for a day and then the user community will translate it with subtitles and we'll download and watch that.
Oh. So is this like anime stuff, or what are we talking?
Yes, right.
Oh, okay. Is there a particular series that you guys are really into?
Naruto. Shippuden. I think I told you about that.
I think you probably did, but I don't understand the words.
That's his name.
Okay.
Naruto is his name.
Naruto?
N-A-R-U-T-O.
Naruto.
Yes. Naruto is technically a spiral mint thing or something like that in ramen noodles.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's actually named after that.
Oh, okay. So it's like if I named my son Ketchup.
Kind of. Or... It's more if you named your son Bacon.
Hey, I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that's a bad idea at all. But he's not going to get a vegetarian girlfriend, that's all.
That's true. Which, you know, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I saw a bumper sticker once that said, I'm a vegetarian, but I eat a little bacon. So that's fine. You know, I mean, that pig probably deserved it.
Yeah.
Last episode...
Yes.
You mentioned to Brad, well, Brad said something heretical, I think is really the best way to say it. Mm. He said that bringing balance to the Force meant that there's an equal number of Sith and Jedi? Or something like that.
Right. I think that's what Brad said.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And you totally called him on it.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that, because I don't think everyone fully understands what the balance of the Force is.
Right.
So,
it's that there is no dark side.
Right.
Or that the dark side is defeated.
Exactly. Yeah. Because there's the old argument of good and evil, that they are equal yet opposite. Okay, well,
right.
If you say that, then it means that they're both, you know, almost like a tangible thing, and that you can touch them and that you can measure them. and that they have the same number, but one of them is negative. Okay, whereas if you're talking about light and dark, okay, it sort of disproves that, because darkness is not the opposite of light, it's the absence of light.
Right.
Right, and you can only measure darkness by how much light is in the room. So, and that's kind of just, you know, just how I've always seen the whole, you know, Sith and like the Jedi, well, the Force.
Sure. And I can understand that, but really, they kind of talk up, it's the only logical conclusion that I can come up with, because they say, oh, there's the prophecy that he'll bring balance to the Force.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of episode 3, Obi-Wan says, you're supposed to bring balance to the Force, not throw it in darkness.
Right.
And then at the end of Return of the Jedi, Anakin does bring balance to the Force, because he turns to the light and destroys the Emperor.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I've even heard people saying, you know, that Luke was actually the one that was supposed to do it. I'm like, well, Luke didn't do anything but just lay there and bleed.
Or,
yeah, you know, it was Anakin that did it.
Twitch.
Twitch. He was having a little bit of a spasm issue. That's a lot of electricity.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately he was grounded, you know, to that catwalk.
And Obi-Wan didn't teach him the trick about blocking the lightning with the lightsaber.
Could have been a really was like a 5-minute lesson. Could have mentioned it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey, Luke, you're going to go have to fight the Emperor. Let me teach you this trick.
There's this thing that he likes to do, you know, because he's old.
Right. And, you know, that's the best thing for his arthritic hands. He doesn't have to straighten them out very much.
Just exactly.
Point the hands at you.
That dude looks so evil when he's doing the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so good at that.
It's the same actor in Return of the Jedi as in the prequel trilogies, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
In fact, the only one he wasn't in was A New Hope.
Yes.
Correct?
Well.
I mean, he was mentioned.
In the remastered ones,
oh boy,
the only one he's not. In the originals, the emperor that shows up in the big old hologram is actually a woman.
Oh, really? Had they just not cast him yet?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish I didn't know that now.
Well, it's back when the Star Wars trilogy came out on DVD and that sort of thing, or a little bit after that or something, they re-released the original trilogy on DVD. And there was a limited time thing where you could get the original cut of the original trilogy. And you can only get it like Best Buy and Walmart.
Yeah.
And so I have the box tin set of the original trilogy on DVD. And so I will watch Return of the Jedi on the remastered one until the last scene. And I take it out and put the old one back in so I don't have to see Hayden Christensen as a ghost.
So the one where Han Solo is an actual scoundrel murderer.
He wasn't a scoundrel or murderer in Return of the Jedi.
No, not in Return of the Jedi, in the first one.
Oh yes, where he shot first.
Yes, he shot first.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And he was sorry about the mess.
Oh, that's right. Sorry about that. Oh, I love Han. He's cool.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars is one of those sorts of movies where I can go back and watch and just watch it from a different character's perspective each time and see something new.
I've never tried that.
Yeah. Because, like, primarily you'll watch it and follow it from Luke's perspective.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch it as, you know, from Han Solo's perspective, you see all these different facial reactions and intonations and that sort of stuff and emotion that you didn't notice the first time you've watched it.
See, and that's just good acting because, you know, George Lucas wasn't really, you know, directing them. They kind of just had to come up with the characters on their own.
Yeah.
Because he's not the best director.
No. He directed the prequel trilogies and A New Hope.
Yeah.
And the two good ones, he didn't direct.
I really wish that his buddy Spielberg just would have done them all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which one is your favorite of the six?
Of the six, that's really hard. Of course, Empire is most people's number one favorite.
Right.
I do like that one because it's a little bit darker, and it's not wrapped up in the end. And I just like that sort of like, oh no, what are we going to do now kind of ending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we knew that the third one was, you know, was going to come out.
Right.
But there's just something special about the first one.
Yeah,
because I saw it when it was, well, it was about a year old when I saw it, but I had no control over that. But, you know, I saw it when it was new. And it mm-hmm. was just one of those things like, this is amazing. You know, I was like, what, six or so. And so, let's see, four.
Oh, I'm losing you.
Five. Hello. Hello.
Oh, no, the Skype.
Skype?
Skype has happened.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Magic. It's magic. Yeah. All of a sudden, the pipe got bigger.
Yeah. Only it's still kind of...
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's getting better.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. So right. Anyway, I saw it new, and so I had that perspective, you know, and I just don't think that you really ever lose that, you know, that memory. Mm-hmm. But you saw it when it was an old movie.
Yes. I was introduced to it back before the re-release in 97, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So back when the VHS were still in that black card case trilogy thing together.
Right.
And I would watch those over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that I remember watching A New Hope and seeing the mistakes that they made in rotoscoping Obi-Wan's lightsaber at the fight between him and Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, you can see the rod that the lightsaber was actually...
Yeah, because it was like... It was like facing the camera, wasn't it? And
yeah.
It was like a single little dot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I took that to be like, oh no, he's losing his power, and so he can't power his lightsaber anymore.
That's great.
And it made sense. I don't know why they didn't just go with that. But
hey, I'm getting a call from Jeff Music. You want me to answer it?
Sure.
Hello? Hello, Jeff? No. Okay, how do I press play now? I'm trying to get Kidge back on the phone. Resume call. Okay.
Hey, there we are.
Sorry about that. I didn't know that if I tried to answer him, it put you on hold. I thought it would add him to the call. And he wasn't there anyway.
Oh.
So anyway, yeah.
So here's a question for you, since we're still on the topic of Star Wars, I guess. What order do you watch them?
See, that's tough because I watch them in the original order because the prequels were written knowing that the other that 4, 5, and 6 were already there. So there's like little, you know, nods to the old movies, you know,
sure.
There's like inside jokes and that's how I want them, you know, when I watch them again. But Nathan saw episode 1 first.
Sure.
And it wasn't until later that he saw the first three movies. Now, sure, it tells the same story,
mm-hmm.
but it tells it in a slightly different way.
Yeah.
So.
And so it's kind of weird. Well, have you heard me talk about machete order?
No.
So think about this. So you have all six movies, and you want to be able to tell the story the best way possible.
Now, is this for someone that knows nothing about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So if you watch it in chronological order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then when you get to Empire Strikes Back, the surprise of Darth Vader being Luke's father is not a surprise.
Exactly.
Right. If you watch it 4, 5, 6, and then 1, 2, 3, then the redemption of Darth Vader is kind of eh. And Luke's journey is the predominant thing, and you don't kind of freak out with Anakin's story of like, okay, well, why are we following Darth Vader now? This is, I already know he's going to turn into Darth Vader.
Okay.
So the new machete proposed order, I didn't come up with this, but I found it, is you watch 4, then 5, and then 2 and 3, and then 6.
Okay.
So basically you watch Luke, you know, blown up the Death Star, and then you watch Darth Vader cut off Luke's hand and reveal that he's Luke's father. And then you jump back in time and watch Anakin training with Obi-Wan, and then Anakin betraying Obi-Wan and becoming Darth Vader, and then you see Luke redeeming Darth Vader and a conclusion of both of their stories and the redemption of the galaxy.
Wow. Huh.
And you see so little Jar Jar Binks that it makes everything worth it. Oh.
What about the Ewoks? Do you see a lot of Ewoks?
Well, they're only in the last movie.
Right, okay. I never thought about it. So you're combining their stories into one sort of path. Like you're...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Return of the Jedi becomes this conclusion to Luke and Anakin, not just Luke or not just Anakin.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I heard that they were going to do The Phantom Menace, I thought, oh, so really the whole thing has been about Anakin the whole time. But growing up, it was always about Luke. And I never thought about the fact that his redemption is sort of meh because you've already seen it. For me, it was always, okay, how did he get to that point?
Right.
And so you're really just getting like the first three chapters of a book that you've already finished. That's really interesting. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. I did it a couple months ago when my wife was out of town, and so I could actually play all 5 movies back to back over a weekend while I played a Star Wars video game.
Can I just say this, that I've learned more about the Star Wars universe from playing video games than I ever did in watching the movies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so much that they don't like. The name Palpatine never showed up in the first 3 movies.
Yeah.
It was playing like, I think it was like Dark Knight 2. Or no, was it Dark Forces 2?
That you first learn it?
Yeah. I'm like, who's Palpatine? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's stupid Emperor guy. I didn't know he even had a name.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know how I knew Palpatine's name.
Yeah.
Before.
And then later Darth Sidious. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's things like Knights of the Old Republic is sometimes more Star Wars than the movies to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard it's a pretty rich environment. Is it good?
Oh, yeah. Do you know about that time frame?
Is it set like 1,000 years before?
Yeah, 3,000 years before.
So it was like the previous time that the Jedi was like in their prime?
Yes, exactly. And it's also during the first Galactic Civil War.
See, that sounds really cool to me.
That's back when you can see the Jedi fighting Mandalorians and the Jedi fighting the Sith Empire.
Oh, okay. The Sith Empire.
There are hundreds of Sith. It was back before the Rule of Two.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Rule of Two.
Where there's a master and apprentice.
Huh. And then there's always a secret third one waiting to take the place of the second one.
Exactly.
It's like, I would like you to meet. No, I don't want to meet anyone. It's going to kill me.
Exactly. So, yeah. Good times.
Yeah. All right. Cool. is
this
about?
I don't want to continue boring the listeners with Star Wars.
I know. They're just going, Star Wars.
Uh-huh. I know. Brian from PB&J is probably not even listening to the show anymore.
Do you want to talk about Star Trek?
I have nothing to talk about Star Trek.
I don't either.
Let's move on then.
Okay. I am remodeling my bathroom.
Oh.
Didn't intend to do it. A couple of tiles in the shower fell off. We knew that water had gotten behind there like a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I regrouted, and that kind of like stopped the issue. But then two tiles fell off, and I thought, well, okay, is it wet behind there again? And I ripped everything down to the studs.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it was completely dry.
Completely dry?
It was completely dry. It's a technical term, you know. It's a construction term. So okay, now I have to put it all back. So we went tile shopping, and it turned into, well, hey, if we're gonna do the shower, let's go ahead and rip up all the carpet in the bathroom. Yes, there's carpet in my bathroom. What? Yes. Why? It's so stupid.
Well, there's not anymore.
There's half of it because I had to do the show. I was ripping it out. And we have like a small walk-in closet that's kind of like part of this the suite kind of a thing that we have. And so tile's going to go in there. And we have another little small closet where the tile's going to go. And we have the water closet.
Right.
Where we keep the water. And all of these things are just oddly shaped and weird angles. So this is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's that?
I can add to this remodeling story.
Please do.
My wife painted an entire wall of our house yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. One of the accent walls in the kitchen. She painted it a very nice, it's almost an evergreen green.
Ooh.
It looks really good.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
And the entire wall, too. And I didn't help.
Because
by the time I got off of work and was able to help, it was 90% done.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, now I feel like a bum living in this beautiful house.
Well, it's just painting, okay? I mean, not that it wasn't hard work, but there's plenty of other stuff that you're going to get to do as a homeowner.
Yeah. I mowed the lawn on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, I better not hear that your wife had to mow it.
No, I've already discussed how that I'm sexist like that.
Yeah.
And that mowing the lawn is a man's job.
Yeah, it's funny how when you slip the ring on your finger, there's things that are not mentioned in the vows.
Uh-huh.
Trash is one of them. Trash is like the main one. And yard work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't like yard work. I mean, we have rocks now, so that's
for front
awesome.
And backyard?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's illegal to, you know, to even have a front yard in a new home now.
Really?
It's like the builder is just not allowed to put one in.
Huh. Because of all the water it uses or something?
Because the water restrictions, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, we're only allowed to water like 3 days a week, and you have to be everyone's assigned like a certain zone. So if you're like it's like A through F or something, and so on A, you're only allowed to water on Monday, Wednesday, Saturday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be less than so many minutes a day. It's crazy.
Yeah. We only get 2 days.
Oh, well, really? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, even
it's,
there?
It's actually been raining recently. Because you know it only rained like a drop last year.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't rain hardly at all here either.
Mm-hmm. So, luckily the wildfires didn't get to my in-law's place.
Huh.
Stopped a mile short.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about the wildfires in the valley because there's nothing to burn. it would be like, oh, good, all that sagebrush in that vacant lot is burning. Just let it go. It'll clear it out.
Nice.
Yeah. But when New Mexico and Southern California are on fire, we typically get this yellow haze that sort of floats in.
Yeah.
And we've even had ash just like wander into the valley. Yeah.
Wow.
And then it just sits there until it gets windy. So that's pretty bad.
That's interesting. We get a yellow haze, but that's because we live north of Dallas.
Oh.
So, like, the sun will set, and it'll be orange outside. And my wife freaks out and is like, this is why we shouldn't live near to the country or to the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Huh.
Because it's gross.
Yeah, it's not that good. We get that... like certain days when it's just like not windy at all, which we call the summer and the fall. The air quality is pretty bad sometimes, but then like if it rains or if there's just a little bit of wind, it clears up so easily.
Nice.
And it, you know, it's just because we're like surrounded by mountains.
Right.
Yeah. So
we don't have mountains over here.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No. I think the closer we get to you, the more mountains we have, though.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep. We get hurricanes, though.
That's true. Yeah, the
it's
only thing
live,
we have that's, like, really drastic is is hot and flash flooding.
That would make sense.
If yep.
The ground is like, what is this moisture? I don't know what
exactly.
It is. Keep it out of my house.
At about 4 inches, it goes to clay.
Yeah.
it soaks in that far, and then it just washes everything away.
Wait, so yours has to go 4 inches deep to get to clay? Because ours is like clay at 1 inch.
Oh, wow.
Like you get below the grassroots, and it's clay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's all caliche under that.
What? Caliche?
Caliche, yeah. Think of large pockets of concrete.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just like these huge rocks, and that's what we have. If you're going to build a pool out here, you typically buy caliche insurance so that if they have to, you know, like if they're just digging and all of a sudden they hit these big rocks underneath, then it'll pay for the extra man hours and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Because it just is, you know, it's like, oh, man. They got jackhammers. It's a big deal.
Wow.
Yep.
Plus, you know, you can only fill the pool up like 2 inches, right? The water restrictions?
No. We have a surprising number of pools out here just because it would be like there would be no reason to live out here if you didn't have a pool. It's not as much evaporation as you think. I mean, lawns still take the majority of the water that's wasted.
Mm.
And, you know, it's not the golf courses. You know, everyone says, you know, all those golf courses that, well, no. If you add up all of the residents, if they all had lawns, we'd have no water. So, boy, this is exciting now.
It is. You know,
this is
what happens when you own a house.
We live in the
paint
desert.
Paint walls and mow the lawn.
That's right. You're starting to get old.
I am. I mean, I'm 25 now.
Oh.
I think it's about time to retire.
You're not 25. You're 25?
I turned 25 in April.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. You can finally rent a car.
Exactly.
I'm about to turn 39.
That's not bad.
Oh, talking to you gives me a pain in my aorta. I should get that looked at.
Well, hey, you know, I don't have the ability to grow awesome sideburns.
No? So. You don't have that ability?
No.
Oh, it just doesn't happen for you, huh?
Not really.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But you do.
Well, thank you. Yeah, yeah. If I could... If it didn't bother Chelsea, to just grow the beard, I would, because I hate shaving with the white hot intensity of a thousand suns. Hate it. My skin's so sensitive. I can't shave every day. It's like every other day.
Sure.
But
I only shave once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any Indian blood in you?
No, I'm Irish.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I get to, you know, if I want to go from no facial hair to a goatee, I have to wait like a month and a half.
Okay. Yeah, see, I've got that problem where it wouldn't be like a full goatee because right at the corners of my mouth, like it won't connect. I hate that.
Yeah, I get that where if I try to do a full beard, I can get the goatee working, but then the full beard just will stop right before it gets to the goatee edge.
Okay, yeah.
So I get this gap. This is the best Two Blind Squirrel show ever.
Can I just say, Brad does a good job. Okay, well, let's go ahead and shut this down. I think we've gone longer than we're supposed to anyway.
It's our show now.
Exactly. Oh, look, I just got a new Skype contact from someone who was just looking at my profile and thought it looked kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see you clicking accept real quick.
Yeah, I was browsing who's online and hit your page. They all say exactly the same thing. All right, so this has been the two wide-eyed imposters.
It has, and it's been the best one of them ever.
That's right.
So, yeah.
So, next week it'll be back to normal, I promise.
And Brad will have some sense of control over us again.
Okay. Good talking with you.
Good talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.